May Jesus bless you with his peace. I'm Father Matthew Kremple at St. Mary Roman Catholic Church, Kingman, Arizona, celebrating the second Sunday of Lent on this 21st day of February 2016, liturgical cycle year C. First reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 5 to 12, 17 to 18, Psalm 27, the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 17 to chapter 4, verses 1, and the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 28b to 36. Praise the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James, and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw the glory of Jesus and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, we saw Jesus go into the desert after his baptism and enter into prayer and fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. There he was tempted by the devil. But last Sunday as well, we read how Moses went up to the mountain and prayed for his people 40 days and 40 nights, not eating or drinking, but fasting and praying. He did this three times because the anger of God had been flared up against the people who had turned away from God and made an idol, a golden calf. But Moses, for his love of God and for the love of his people, prayed three times in that fashion, 40 days and 40 nights. Thus we understand the power of prayer. And I taught you last Sunday that we need Jesus to save us from the fires of hell, because we cannot of our own be in the presence of the Heavenly Father. It is our human failings, our sinfulness, that keep us from doing so. And though Jesus would say, in order to be saved, it is impossible for man, he also says, but for God, nothing is impossible. So we see again Luke giving us the style of Jesus going to the mountain to pray. This time, however, it's not necessarily an intercessory prayer for the people, but rather to be one with his heavenly Father. And in doing so, we hear while he was praying, his face changed in appearance and his clothing became dazzling white. This can be an experience for us that James, John, and Peter had while they prayed with Jesus, to see something of the glory of Jesus, to experience the real presence of Jesus in our prayer. We might ask ourselves, do we experience Jesus when we are praying, even a short prayer? Are we aware of the presence of God? If not, maybe our praying is just a duty. Well, I'm supposed to, so I'll say all the prayers I'm supposed to say. But there's very little, if any, experience of God himself, of Jesus himself. One spiritual writer commented, we should stay in prayer until we have that experience of the presence of God in our prayer time. We can see what happens to Abraham in our first reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord had made a promise to him that he would possess the land, and later the Lord would add that he would make him the father of many nations. Abraham asked, how will I know this? And the Lord told him to sacrifice some animals. It wasn't immediately that the Lord came, but it was after Abraham had slaughtered the animals and placed them on an altar and waited and waited and waited all day long. Only when the sun was beginning to set did finally the Lord reveal himself to Abraham, and he knew the presence of God. An example to us then of how to pray. Not just to pray to get our prayers done, but to pray to experience the presence of God. We might look at the prophet Elijah, who appeared with Moses alongside Jesus. Elijah went up to the mountain to pray, waiting for the Lord. There was an earthquake, and there was no experience of God in the earthquake. There was a mighty hurricane wind, but there was no experience of the presence of God. There are all sorts of natural events happening, but in all of those, there was no experience of the presence of God. Then towards evening, Elijah hears a soft whispering breeze, and he hid his face, it says, because that was the presence of God. He felt and experienced God with him, and that made him tremble for love of God. When we come to worship Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we need to practice what Brother Lawrence, a spiritual writer back several centuries ago, wrote, practicing the presence of God, waiting for God. And we might doubt that God even wants to take time for us. But actually, the Lord wants to speak to all of us. And he has time for all of us. And if we take that time with God, as Pope John Paul II said, that time is not wasted. Maybe we don't pray because we feel it is a waste of time. Maybe we don't take advantage of adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in the Adoration Chapel because we see it as a waste of time. I'm just sitting there. I'll read my material. I'll pray my prayers. But it's a waste of time. Nothing happens. But again, we look in the scriptures and we see how those who were men and women of prayer waited in prayer until the Lord made his presence felt. Even when you pray in the car, your rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet or any other prayer that you have by heart, you should be able to feel or experience the presence of God. Jesus says, when you pray, go to your room, and your Heavenly Father, who sees you praying in secret in your room, will reward you. Not just in heaven, but by his very presence. It is by being in the presence of God and experiencing him that we find our hearts that are wounded being healed. Or when we are in deep loneliness and depression, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. So we wait in the presence of God, waiting to be healed, waiting to be consoled, and waiting until we feel or have that experience of God. Even here in the Mass, it's so easy for us to get caught up in the repetitious prayers. We did this last Sunday. We'll do it next Sunday. We do it during the week. But we need to practice the presence of God, because God is truly present here every time we celebrate the Eucharist. And more particularly, Jesus is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And he says, take and eat my flesh and drink my blood, and you will have life. Even the songs that we sing are prayers, helping us to feel, to experience the presence of God. So as we continue this Lent, besides looking at Jesus to save us from the fires of hell, we look to Jesus to give us an experience of heaven here on earth, as he did Peter, John, and James. But it is in prayer that we will have that experience. If we allow ourselves to be distracted by our favorite music on iTunes or on the radio or stereo, if we allow ourselves to occupy our day with the TV on, if we're busy about many things to make money or to worry about money, we're not going to have this experience of God. Because, as some say, the language of God is silence, quiet, but penetrating. And behold, two men were conversing with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Then a tremendous cloud cast a shadow over them. And they became frightened because they knew this cloud was not just an ordinary cloud, but it was the very presence of God the Father. And from the cloud, a voice that is commanded to Peter, John, and James, and here for us to receive the same. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him.